music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Ken Christie, Mary Lansing, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Charles Correll. During the many years my partner, Freeman Gosden, and I have been Amos and Andy to you, we've valued your friendship very highly. That's why we're careful to recommend only those products in which we really believe. And ladies and gentlemen, because we've seen for ourselves the scientific care and skill with which Rexall drug products are prepared and tested, we unhesitatingly recommend them. Yes, we know. And we want you to know, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
It's funny in a household how an argument can start over the smallest things. Like this morning at breakfast at the home of George Kingfish Stevens. Kingfish, Sapphire, and her mother were halfway through breakfast when Mama said,
"Would you please pass the butter, George?"
"Now, wait a minute, Mama. Go easy on that butter. You spreading that around like it was oleo migraine. Take it easy with them eggs, too. You was doing more carrying on and grunting over them eggs than the chicken did."
"George, don't talk like that to Mama."
"Yes, son-in-law. I don't care for the food. I just eat to live."
"Eat to live? Holy mackerel. I never seen anyone eat so fast in my life. When them false plates of yours starts chopping away, you sound like Fred Astaire dancing on a tin roof."
"George, I don't want no fights."
"Daughter, there's somebody at this table talking too much. I ain't mentioning no names. But if he don't shut up, a certain bald-headed bum is going to get this plate of Philadelphia scrapple right smack in the bush."
"Mama, I said before I didn't want no fights."
"Huh. To think anybody would begrudge me the food I'm eating. Sapphire, just to think of the table we used to set when your father was alive."
"Oh, yeah. Old Moose Face used to store it away pretty good, too."
"George, we have been through that before. My husband did not look like a moose."
"Mama, George, please."
"What you mean he didn't look like a moose? What about the time they had that country picnic during hunting season? The game warden come along and hung a sign around his neck."
"A sign?"
"Yeah, said any resemblance between this and a moose is purely coincidental."
"You're a fine one to talk about looks. Them bags under your eyes with sacks of Bull Durham, you could roll your own from two different directions."
"Oh." "Mama, please. You know I has a good reason for not wanting no fights."
"Who's fighting? I'm just making conversation. There wouldn't be no fights if that pinhead husband of yours wouldn't pick on me."
"Then, George, you stop."
"Me? I didn't say nothing. It ain't my fault that this old bloated walrus can't shut her big mouth." "She is the jowl jolliest old woman I ever seen."
"That does it. Mama, I'm just as ashamed of you as I is of him."
Now, Sapphire.
"Mama, you know I got enough to upset me right now. You should know better than to start fighting, especially at a time like this. I can't even finish my breakfast. I'm going in the bedroom."
What's wrong with her?"
"You find out."
"Well, that's something. Look at her. She left the table without touching her eggs."
Yeah. She left all her bacon, too."
"Well, no sense beating around the bush, Mama. Get out a corn and we'll toss for them again. Come on." "Well, come on in the apartment, Andy. Sapphire and her Mama is out."
You say Sapphire done blowed her top again this morning, huh?"
"Yes, Andy. She's doing it a lot lately. But of course she comes from a nervous, high-strung family."
"Yeah, they was really a bunch of top blowers, huh?"
"Oh, yeah. Back home in a family's hall closet, the straitjackets outnumbered the Mackinaws 2-1.
Well, women's is unpredictable, all right. I was dancing with a gal the other night over at the ballroom. All of a sudden, during the Dipsy Doodle contest, she started jumping up in the air, screaming and hollering, throwing herself all over the place.
Nerves, huh?
Oh, no, no. In the middle of the dance, I done got excited and Dipsy Doodled my lighted cigar down the back of her neck.
Yeah, that was bad.
Well, she got third-degree burns, but that fast finish she done got us first prize in the contest.
And, well, I tell you, you know, it ain't like Sapphire to be going off the deep end like this, nervous. I tell you, Andy, it, wait a minute. Hello? What? Oh, no. You got the wrong number, mister. Sorry.
Who was it, Kingfish?
Wrong number, Anna. Some fella say he was with the baby laundry. Wanted to know when he could make the first pickup.
Baby laundry? That's something, Kingfish. In my day, the mamas used to wash the babies under the spigot in the kitchen. Now they got to send them out to a baby laundry to get it done.
Oh, no, Andy. Baby laundry is where they do the baby's unmentionables, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Andy, people don't wash babies no more. They oils them.
Oils them? Yeah, well, I guess that kind of cuts down on the squeaking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, don't improve the sanitation, though, do it?
Well, Zia sterilizes them some way after they give them the grease where they dip them in the boiling water or some newfangled thing like that. Come on in the kitchen, then. Might make us a sandwich here.
Yeah, and boy, I was hungry, too. Right now, my stomach is emptier than a Democrat's deep freezer.
Let me get some bread out of the cupboard here.
Yeah, I'm going... Hey, what is this box here? Some kind of stuff made by Paul Bloom.
Paul Bloom... No, Andy, that's Pablum. P-A-B-L-U-M. That's a cereal they feed babies sometimes, they don't have no trouble eating it without the teeth, you see.
Well, what is it doing in your house?
Well, you see, Anna, it's probably for Mama. She sleeps with her teeth on the dresser, and I guess when she gets hungry at night, she just comes out here and gums herself a late snack. You see?
You mean she don't bother to put the choppers in, huh?
No, one night last winter, she got up in the dark and put them in backwards. She went to bite into a chicken leg and nipped a big chunk off a pallet. Squealing around here like a stuck hog.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe there's something in this other cupboard here.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish. Look at all these little cans. And they is all full of baby food.
Baby food? Wait a minute. There's something going on.
Yes,
huh? And Sapphire's been nervous. The call from the baby laundry. The pap. Holy mackerel, Andy. I see it all now. Sapphire's going to have a blessed adventure.
Yeah, sure looks that way, all right. Hey, Kingfish, you was going to be a father.
Holy mackerel, Andy, what a surprise this is. And me not knowing it until now. I can't understand it, Andy. You think it would have showed up in that insurance exam I had last week.
Tell me this, Kingfish. Why you suppose Sapphire never mentioned it to you? It must be awful soon if the man was calling from the baby laundry.
Well, I don't know, Andy. You know how women's is about them things. Oh, Andy, I is going to have a baby after all these years. Andy, I feel faint.
Yeah, me too. It's as much my baby as it is yours, you know. Don't forget you was always said that when you had a baby, I'd be the godfather.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. I did promise that, yeah.
Sir, no matter what happens, Kingfish, we is having this baby together.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. If one of us is going to faint, I better go first. Don't forget I got priority on the expectorating father angle.
Yeah, that's right, I forgot that. Well, take it easy, Kingfish. Here, let me help you to the kitchen chair here.
Yeah, help me, Andy.
Oh, boy, you're going to be a father. You're going to have to take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Andy. Careful there, boy.
Yeah.
Don't jaw me.
Kingfish, what must I do, Kingfish?
Oh, take a look in the icebox, Andy. I got a sudden desire to eat some pickles. Go on.
Good evening.
This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Ismerex is a good example. This four-way antacid quickly neutralizes excess stomach acidity, often in less than 1 minute, eases gastric distress, soothes and protects irritated membranes. So remember, whenever acid indigestion strikes, Bismarex gives both fast and prolonged relief. And now Bismarex is available in two forms, the ever-popular powder and in new, easy-to-take, mint-flavored tablets. So ask for Bismarex, B-I-S-M-A-R-E-X, Bismarex, at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Well, now, daughter, we'll just sit here in the restaurant for a few more minutes. Feeling better now?
Yes, Mama, but I was terribly upset this morning.
Oh, now, daughter, you mustn't get upset. You're going to need all your strength for what lies ahead.
I know, but it's going to be so difficult to break the news to George.
I don't think it's a bit difficult. Not the first time anything like this has happened. Sooner or later, you're going to have to tell him that your sister Florescent separated from her husband, and she and her year-old baby is coming here to stay for a while.
Well, that's why I'm so upset. Florescent and the baby has had such a hard time. I want to make everything perfect for her and the baby while they're here.
Oh, daughter, and it's so wonderful the way you got the baby laundry and the food and the pablum at home and everything.
But do you think this is the best way to break it to George? Just having them arrive?
Well, you know if you told him in advance, he'd never let him in the house.
Well, you're right about that, Mama. I don't know exactly what time Florescent's plane arrives from Chicago, but Mr. Thornton from the airline said he'd call and let us know.
Mr. Thornton?
Yes, he said he'd call the house and give the exact arrival time.
You feeling better now, Kingfish? You done fainted twice on the way down here to Lodge Hall.
Yeah, sorry about that, Ender. Yeah,
and after all, I as the godfather, and I've been so busy picking you up, I ain't had my faint yet.
Well, Ender, you can fall down in the office a few times and catch up with me. Go ahead, fall down there, boy.
Yeah, well, never mind.
Oh, yeah, Ender, what a great thing. Daddy Stevens. Oh, boy. I wish I knew just when the baby was due to arrive, though, Ender.
Yeah. Hey, tell me something, though, Kingfish. How come you and Sapphire ain't never had no kids before?
Well, Ender, we had a couple of pretty good reasons. Sapphire was always afraid the kid would look like me, and I was always afraid the kid would look like her.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't no use having a kid that's only good-looking on Halloween.
Yeah, Ender, I know it's going to be a boy, though.
You know that, huh?
Oh, yeah, Ender, boy, I just know that. I can see my son now. Growing tall and straight like a tree, with his roots planted deep into the firm ground, and his limbs held high in the sky like a mighty oak.
Yeah. Say, it looked like with this kid, instead of measles, you're going to have to be worrying about dry rot.
Yeah, but I wish I knew it when the little stranger was going to arrive. If I just knew the time... wait a minute. Hello?
This is Mr. Thornton. Is Mrs. Stevens or our mother there? I tried to get them at home, but no one answered.
Well, can I do for you? I, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, well, I just wanted to call and give them the exact arrival time.
Well, I hold the phone.
Who is this, Kingfish?
Andy, it must be the hospital. They're calling to give the arrival time.
Oh, that's wonderful, Kingfish.
What was you saying about the arrival time?
Well, it'll be at 5:18 this afternoon.
5:18.
Holy mackerel, that modern science is wonderful. They really called their shot.
Did you say 5:18, sir?
Yes, unless we're held up by headwinds.
Headwinds?
Yes, but you have nothing to worry about, Mr. Stevens. We're equipped with the latest in radar.
What do you say, Kingfish?
Well, I don't know, Andy, but whatever you said, I don't believe it.
Hello. Do you have everything straight?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes,
sir. Just one more thing. That'll be flight 314.
Flight 314.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye. Andy.
What's the matter, Kingfish?
All these years I've been wrong.
If I understood him right, the stork do bring him after all. Henry, my baby's coming at 5:18.
Yeah, well, this is something. You'd think, Saf, I would have mentioned it to you before this.
And what a wonderful thing to have happen. My little boy.
Yeah, my little godson.
Oh, yeah, I can just see him now. He'll sit on my knee, Andy, and I'll feed him pablum. And then I'll hold his hand someday as we walk to school together. And then later on, I'll scrimp and I'll save. And I'll save and send him to college. And then someday he'll get married and move away.
Yeah. Then he'll start writing you for money and asking you to help him buy a house and all that business.
He'll forget how hard I worked and struggled for him. All the ingratitude of these brats, I can't stand it. Hand me the phone, Dan.
What you gonna do,
I'm gonna telephone the hospital and call the whole thing off. I ain't...
Wait a minute here. Wait a minute, Kingfish. You can't... The kid ain't gonna be born till 5:18.
Yeah, wait a minute. We acting silly here. Oh, I tell you, Andy, we is...
Hi, you boys.
Well, Algonquin Jack Calhoun. Glad to see you, boy.
Yeah, how is you, Calhoun? Say, the Kingfish has got some big news for you.
Yeah, after all these years, I finally gonna have something that I can bounce on my knee and have called me daddy.
That's fine. Steve's you got a friend for me, bud.
No. Listen, Calhoun. The Kingfish and Sapphire is going to have a baby.
A baby what?
A human being. A little offsprout. I'm going to be a daddy.
You going to be a father? Kingfish, you having a baby at your age is like a wooden rooster laying an egg. It ain't going to be easy, a bum like you having a baby.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Calhoun is right, Kingfish. You ain't got no job or nothing. What's your little son going to think of you?
Well, boys, I's going to change for my son. I's going to raise myself out of my environment. I'm going to pull myself out of the depths. In short, I's going to unbum myself.
Well, now, there's a powerful piece of unbumming if I ever see one.
Well, I'm going to do it, Toy. I'm going to do it and do it good. Calhoun, you don't know what it means to have the patter of little feet around the house.
What you mean, I don't know? My mama and papa had 14 kids.
14?
Yeah. I'll never forget when the last baby was born. My papa went out and bought a great big touring car. Man, he used to pile us all in the car and we'd go riding together. He used to drive 60 miles an hour, whipping around curves and over bumps and round corners and with the top down.
Wait a minute, though. Wasn't there a chance of some of you kids bouncing out?
Yeah, that's why my papa always drove with the top down.
Now listen, Kingfish, you gotta calm down.
Yeah, that's right, Kingfish. Take it easy. Stop pacing up and down here. You was wearing out the rug in your office here.
How can I take it easy? It's 4:30 and the baby's due at 5:18. I don't even know what hospital it is.
Yeah, well, this is something, all right. Sapphire never said nothing to nobody about this, not even to my wife, Ruby. Is you sure, Kingfish?
You bet we is.
Yeah, certainly I sure, Amos. I seen the baby's food. I was in the office when the man called up and from the hospital and give me the arrival time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I guess there couldn't be no mistake then.
Oh, no. And my own little godson. Boy, is I excited.
Hmm? Yeah, boys, I tell you, I never... Hello?
Hello, George. This is Mama. I think you better come home.
Oh, Mama, is something wrong, Mama?
Well, you might as well know it. The baby has just arrived.
Holy mackerel, where is Sapphire?
She's with the baby right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mama, I'll be right home. Goodbye. And the baby has done come.
Oh, boy, that's great.
Oh, that's wonderful, Kingfish, wonderful.
Yeah, that's what... Wait a minute here. It's only 4:45. Well, I guess they must have used the radar after all.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here is your Rexall family druggist.
If I told you I could sell you a product that's a refreshing mouthwash, a soothing gargle, a dependable breath deodorant, and a many-purpose antiseptic, what would you say?
I'd say it would have to be mighty good.
And it is, ma'am, because it's Rexall MI-31.
MI-31? Why is it called that?
Because that's the designation of a special antiseptic formula. A formula so carefully balanced that it kills contacted germs in seconds when used full strength, yet won't harm delicate membranes of the mouth and throat. That's why tangy amber color MI-31 has so many different uses. What's more, Rexall gives you a full pint of MI-31 at the same price as other leading antiseptics of smaller quantity.
Better let me have that name again.
MI-31. Ask for it at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
How you coming with the baby's supper, Sapphire?
Oh, not so good, Mama. There's something wrong with this old stove of ours, and I just can't seem to get it heated.
That's a shame. And Florence went out for a walk, too. What we do? Baby's got to have a hot meal.
Well, look, Mama, the baby's in the playpen. You take the bottles, and I'll take the food, and we'll go across the hall to Miss Jackson's and use her stove.
All right, that's fine. George said he'd be right home, and we'll only be right across the hall. We can leave a note for George.
Yeah, and the baby's so good. You know, Mama, she's the biggest year-old baby I've never seen.
Come on in, Andy. Come on in. The front door's open.
Yeah, I guess Sapphire had to leave for the hospital in a hurry, huh?
Yeah, wait a minute, Andy. There's a note here. Yeah. Let me see. Dear George, our stove is broken. I had to go next door for a few minutes to heat some milk. The baby is in the bedroom. Andy, the baby's here at home.
Yeah, my little godson. Oh, me, Kingfish, I have suffered the pangs of fatherhood by remote control here.
Yeah, come on, Andy.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, look, Andy, look. There he is. There's my boy. And just a half hour old, too. Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, look at him there, Kingfish. Hey, he sure stands up nice, don't he?
Yeah.
Hey, that is the biggest newborn baby I done ever seen.
Oh, look at him, Andy.
Yeah, I think he's going to be smart. Yes, sir, that's going to be a smart kid. Look at that. He got a head of hair on him like Albert Einstein.
Oh, naturally, I'd have a wonderful boy, Andy. Hello there, honey boy. Don't you know me? I is your daddy. Well, I don't know why that hit him so hard.
Give him a rattle. Give him a rattle there, Keith.
Yeah, here you are, sonny boy. Here's the rattle. Here. Take this. Oh. Kitchy, witchy, kitchy, coo.
Yeah, coochie, 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 coochie.
Oh, you hear that, Andy? The baby just said Papa. I heard him say it.
If he did, he's talking in code.
Oh, listen to that. Not even an hour old. Isn't that wonderful?
Wow. Look there at his teeth when he smiles, Kingfish. What a set of choppers. He could open them baby food cans by himself.
Wait a minute. Listen, Andy. I know I was all excited here and everything, but now that I has calmed down, this can't be a newborn baby. It's too big.
Yeah, he do look a little big. I hear the newborn baby's weighs about 7 or 8 pounds on the hoof. Hey, look here. Here's a baby scale here. Let's put him on the thing and weigh him.
Yeah, good idea. I'll pick him up. Come on, little darling. Andy, give me a hand with this little darling here, will you?
Here we go. Up.
Right there on the scale now.
Yeah.
You say 8 or 9 pounds the other way, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he might be a pound or two overweight, though.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me adjust the thing here.
Yeah, what do I say, Andy?
32 pounds and 10 ounces.
Oh, me. Unless they're putting lead diapers on kids nowadays, we is in trouble, Andy. What is we going to do here? What's going on? I can't... Wait a minute, Andy. That's Sapphire. There's something going on here. This ain't no newborn baby.
Yeah, but why would she lie to you?
Well, I don't know, Andy. You stay here. I'm going to get out to the bottom of this thing. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, hello, George. Mama's cooking the baby supper over at the Jacksons. Did you see the baby?
Yes, I did. And I want to ask you a question. That ain't no newborn baby, is it?
Why, no, George. The baby was born a year ago.
A year ago? Well, why did you wait till now to tell me?
Well, George, I didn't think you'd understand.
I see. And where was this baby born?
In Chicago.
But you wasn't in Chicago last year.
No. When the baby was born in Chicago, I was here in New York.
Holy mackerel, that radar works better than I think it does. Tell me this. What was you doing waiting until the kid was old enough to tell me?
George, what are you talking about? That happens to be my sister's baby.
Your sister's baby? You mean the baby in there is my little nephew?
No, your little niece. Florescent and her husband have separated again, and she and her two children are going to stay here with us for a while.
Two children?
Yes.
And they belong to your sister?
Yes.
Oh, me, I've become a father and an orphan all in the same day here.
Florescent is out walking with Hubert, her 12-year-old boy now. He wanted to see a little of New York.
Holy mackerel. Two of them is going to stay here with us. Oh, me.
George Stevens, why are you acting like this?
Nothing. I better go into bedroom and tell Andy the news. Andy, what is the matter with you, boy? What is you sitting down there in the chair for?
Oh, Kingfish, I is exhausted. Fella don't go through the strain of becoming a godfather every day in the week.
Yeah, well, I got something to tell you, Andy, about the baby.
Yeah, well, he's cute, all right.
Andy, it ain't a he, it's a she.
Holy mackerel, now I'm a godmother.
That ain't all, Andy. There's another one.
Another one? Where's the other one?
He is out walking in the park with his mother.
No.
Somebody come here quick. The godfather done passed out cold.
More than one cream? What nonsense, says Ann Delafield, world-famous beauty authority. Why waste time and money when there's all you need for scientific skin care in one single cream? My new Ann Delafield All-Purpose Deep Cream. Yes, ladies, your Rexall druggist is eager to show you these busy women's beauty products, Ann Delafield's new cosmetics, vitamin-centered for real beauty from within. So start today. Look lovelier tomorrow. Try Ann Delafield's All-Purpose Deep Cream and the makeup beauty aids made to her personal formula. You'll find them at Rexall drugstores everywhere, the store with the orange and blue sign. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, crippled children need your special thought and care. Give to Easter Seals. Give generously. Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Women pine for men who go stag.
Go stag? You mean...
Exactly. Stag brushless shave cream. No fuss, no rub in. Just smooth it on for quick, close, no scrape shaving. Leaves your face feeling smooth and refreshed all day long. That's Stag Brushless Shave Cream.
Say, from now on, I go stag.
Yes, women pine for men who go stag.
Be sure to be with us at the same time next Sunday when your Rexall druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. Stay tuned for the Edgar Bergen Charlie McCarthy program, which follows immediately over most of these same stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.